We heard a lot of things about waiting upon the Lord for things, about things that happen to us, about the needs in our life. What does it go back to? Prayer. Prayer, dear ones. Very substantial thing in our lives. We know that when we go to the Lord in prayer, we don't have to worry about it anymore, because He will answer you. Maybe not the way you're expecting it. Maybe not in your time frame, but He will. He will answer you. Thank the Lord that we have a living God. We heard Him called by many names today. Master, Savior, Jesus, Yahweh, Adonai. Many names Jesus has. But I know what name I call Him. He's my Father. He's my Father. Praise God. And He rules my life. Lord, whatever You want for me, Your will, we must know. With the help of the Lord, the guidance of His Holy Spirit, turn with me, if you will, to James, the fifth chapter. James 5, we'll begin with the seventh verse. James 5, verse 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receives the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Patience. Patience. We have to be patient. God is the husbandman, and He is cultivating and watering the plants that we are. And soon the fruit will come forth. But you can't force the fruit to come out of the ground. In His time, the fruit will come. And with the fruit come many blessings. God is nurturing us today. He's watering and cultivating each and every one of us. And soon, very soon, He will give us the fruit. And what fruit are we talking about? The fruit of the Spirit. These are wonderful gifts from God. And each and every one of us is going to be given these fruits. Don't feel that you're not anything, because before God, we are all something. But we have to wait upon Him that that fruit is watered and nurtured and prepared until it will come up. When it does, the blessings will fall. We've already begun to see some of God's blessings in a great way. And I believe that we are young in the Lord, and He is waiting for us to mature. And as we wait upon the Lord and let him do it his way, we will be blessed. Verse number 9. Grudge not one against another. Brethren, lest ye be condemned, behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophet who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Someday there'll be no more sorrow. Someday we'll walk hand in hand. Someday, maybe tomorrow, we'll walk together through the promised land. Through the promised land. It's a promise. It's not a maybe. It's not a could be. But he promised it to us. Stay faithful to the Lord, and we shall see that promised land. Praise God. Job suffered many things. He had to go through very hard places. Maybe you feel like you're going through hard places. Maybe things kind of tough. We heard our sister Sandy say about the job she was looking for. Feels like sometimes it's not going to happen. But God is there for you. He doesn't turn his back on you. Just wait upon him. These things will happen. Whatever you're waiting for, whatever you're looking for, whatever problem you have, God will undertake for you. Just wait upon him. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Truth is what God wants from us. Truth in the way we speak to people. Truth in the way we handle ourselves. Truth is very important in our lives. People can see through you if you're not being truthful, because be sure your sins will find you out. You may lie about one thing and you lie about another thing, and pretty soon you can't remember what you said. But if you're telling the truth and you're letting everyone know how you stand before the Lord, no problem. No problem. He sees your heart. He knows your heart. Stand true before God. Because he knows who you are and where you are and how to find you. Thirteenth verse. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over you, over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. If you are anointed, it's not the person who's anointing you, but it's your faith in what you're being anointed for. The person who's anointing you is just a vessel that God is using. But your faith, dear ones, is what makes you whole. Trust in the Lord, the verse was said this morning, with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. If ever you feel to be anointed, it has to be you, not the elder. You have to make the decision. We can't go to you and say, come on, why don't you be anointed? You're sick. No, dear ones, it's the one who is going to be anointed has to take the first step, that step of faith. That step of faith. And we pray, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. We thank God that we have our God. 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There's many times in your life that you have a need and you've waited and you've waited and you've waited. And you say, Lord, how long must I wait? You don't know. I don't know. But God knows why. It could be testing. It could be for his glory. And at the time that it happens, it will be for his glory. Because you'll testify to God that you've been healed. We must wait upon the Lord. He'll renew your strength. He'll give you the strength to go through the problems that you're going through. But dear ones, remember the most important thing is our faith and our prayers before God. Prayer is so important. I wrote down something here. I wrote down the letters prayer, P-R-A-Y-E-R. P, putting God first. Matthew 6:9. R, requesting God's perfect will. Matthew 6:10. A, asking God's help. Matthew 6:11. Y, yielding to God's will. Matthew 6:10. E, effectual prayer. 6:12. And R, repenting for sin. Matthew 6:12. Prayer is the main thing. Prayer. Our mainstay. Prayer. Every day. Prayer, first thing in our lives. Get up in the morning. Pray. Start your day in the hands of the Lord Jesus. Begin your day with prayer. He'll fill your heart. Believe me, I know this. He'll fill your heart to overflowing. There's many times when I feel like I just can't go on anymore. And when I get out of bed, I don't even want to get out. I want to feel like the sister said, I want to pull the covers over my head and just stay there.
but I get on my knees and he fills my heart to overflowing. He fills my heart and he fills your heart to overflowing. He knows your need. He feels your pain. He knows where you're coming from. He knows where you've been. Let him take the burdens, dear one. Don't carry them. They get heavy. And one after another they come. A child in trouble. No job. Where am I going to make that payment from? How am I going to do this? The money's not coming in. It's all going out. He knows that. He sees that. He will provide. Doesn't he always? Doesn't he always provide? He sees your heart. He knows your heart, dear ones. I had an opportunity. My mother's in the nursing home. And I see these people. And some of them are very troubled. They don't want the nurses to touch them. They don't want to be handled. They don't want to talk to nobody. They just go on and on. And I think to myself, I said, Lord, boy, this person's a rude person. And then he puts in my mind, do you know what he went through? Do you know what she's going through? Pray for them. They need your prayers. Sometimes God puts these things in our life so we can see it. Because we don't see it sometimes. How can people live like that? How can people do this? Have you walked a mile in their shoes? Have you been where they've been? Don't judge anyone, dear ones. He tells us here. Don't judge. Pray for them. Pray for me. I'll pray for you. Any problem you have, it's not too big for God. And dear ones, believe me, I feel that God is working in this church. I feel it. I feel them in the midst, the unity, the power of God is working here in this church. Yes, not only in our administration, I feel the unity, but amongst you all. We are God's family. We help one another. When I hear people say, oh, I was so happy today. The sister and the brother came to visit me. Oh, I got a card from this dear one. They haven't forgotten me. I got a letter from this brother, this sister. I got a telephone call from this person. These shut-ins, these people that are there that can't get to church, that are sick and needy. That's our job, dear ones. That's our job. Encourage them. Yes, you work. Yes, you've got things to do. But it's not too hard to pick up the phone and give them a call for 5 minutes. Or get a card and send it to them. That's why I thank God for this family. This family has been so supportive. I know even in my needs that I've been encouraged by many of you, and I thank God for this. Because we can't go on without one another. We need one another. God has put us here for a purpose. Whatever that purpose might be, He knows. He cares. Let us remember that He's always, always there. God is telling us to wait. God is telling us to pray. God is telling us to look out for one another. That's the important thing. The
The unity of the church will draw us together. The cooperation here will keep us together. The willingness to work will hold us together. The caring, the praying for one another. No partiality. Just looking to Him for all things. This is a true family of God. We are here I feel God's presence here today. I feel God's presence in our midst. He's trying to tell us the wait won't be long, that He's coming soon. But in the meantime, stand together, pray together, be together. Look to one another for help, dear ones. Look to one another. We need each other. And the verse that comes in my mind now is faith, hope, and charity. These three. But the greatest of these is charity. Love. Love. Tell someone today that you love them. Tell someone that you care for them. Tell someone you're praying for them. You know, it's easy to say, oh, brother, I'm praying for you. But are you actually getting down and praying for that one? Or are you just saying it? Do it. That person needs prayer. You need prayer. I need prayer. But God will uphold us. He's there for you and me. He always will be. And when we have our prayer meetings on the third Sunday of the month, come out. Join us in prayer. We're praying for you. We're praying for this church. We're praying for each individual in each seat. Yes, believe me, your names come up. We're praying for each and every one of you. And I know you're praying for us. But we need to stand together. Unity in prayer, dear ones. Unity. We've seen God's healing hand in these prayer meetings. I thank the Lord for this. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord for each and every one of you. Just we got to remember one thing. To love and care for one another. For we are all God's children. If you know anybody that needs to be prayed for, pray for that one. If you know someone that's slidden backwards, pray for that one. Because God is there for you and me. In the name of the Lord be praised now and forever. Praise God.